I'm almost ready to go. Binning. Binning. Let's see what we got here. Kundalini energy healing mantra. Succubus, binary angle, summoning succubus, the secret to a magical life. Really? Do you do this? 620 habits that destroy your mental health. What would they be?
Maybe a form of self-reflection.
And it helps you
improve on. But as much as these can be a source of motivation, it can also be quite detrimental to your mental health. It damages your sense of self. You're comparing yourself to inaccurate information, and it doesn't actually help you achieve your goals. Most of the time, you're probably comparing yourself to people you see on social media. Content on the internet is curated to look that way. It doesn't necessarily mirror realistic standards. The act of constantly comparing yourself to others breeds envy, low self-confidence, and depression. So,
liberate your wild lust and experience of savage sexual desire. That's what I'm saying. Breeds waking.
This is Robert Monroe speaking. The following is made up of material taken directly from the vortex of Explorer sessions held here at our research facility. We offer them without our evaluation or comment, so that you can learn from them as we did, and form your own interpretation or analysis of what took place. The Explorer is lying in total darkness on a waterbed in our experimental isolation booth number 2. The booth itself is well shielded from RF radiation and is temperature controlled and also totally soundproof. The only signal our Explorer can receive is the audio pattern through a set of stereo headphones. We record out of the booth her oral responses and her body voltages. Code name for this Explorer is ROMC. At the point of this experimental session, she had gone through some 32 previous sessions in the lab. She has gone now on her own accord up to focus 10 and is deep in 10 and moving into 12 as we pick it up.
I feel like almost a coolness coming around me.
Have they ever realized a thing that two people were taking me by the hand and just helping me, and give me security and so on with it, and sort of just talking to me and gonna just take me up to a certain level that's in a darker level, but put a blindfold on, said that till I get, I'll work up to just a certain level. When I get up, it's gonna be a lot lighter, brighter. And I had a blindfold on, but I was gonna work in this little lower level for a while until I got used to it. So it's like I was gonna bounce around a little bit under this particular level, and just sort of like floating or jumping up and down on a nice springy waterbed. Very, very comfortable. Yes, they seem very gentle, very, they know how they're handling me. You know, that's why they're helping me. Both of them are taking my hand to help me out of the body, and they're very, yeah, they seem very warm, and I feel good about them. Okay. I've got the impression that they've said that they are the same consciousness or soul group with me, and I've been working with them on an unconscious level in the dream state, and I will be working with them more now on a conscious level. Okay. So just exactly what you're doing is the right thing, helping me to be unafraid and to take it slowly. Answer that after a few sessions, they would like to take me to completely to another sort of another level. Actually, more out of my body, and that they would like to be able to try to work, talk to my this vehicle. Impression that right now that names would stand in the way, that they will always be here with me, and that a name would just put a block in the communication right at this point.
This is the person communicating with my physical and my own at this point. One of the persons would be a could procedure to follow at this point. What other time?
do I like for me to work on some deep breathing exercises? And they wanted to do some more work on just helping me to get in and out of my body and just till it feels more comfortable. Sort of the working on the physical part. But they'd like me to do some more deep breathing exercises. I get the impression that there will be, these sessions are very, very helpful and very important for my, the whole, the physiological breakthrough, that I will be a much deeper level than I have ever been because of the way we're doing it and the relaxation and the whole setup. So everything is, say, okay.
It takes a great deal of practice to learn to speak in these various altered states, and that's why you notice the slurring voice, the almost lip-heavy voice. Here is a sample of RMC in her normal voice.
I can hear it, but it's a little light, I think.
Now, this was taken from the following session 1 week later.
Getting more light. It's more light, more all over my body. But I think the light's coming from the other disc, which is up over me. It's like I'm between two energy discs. Okay. I just got the reaction back. We are a source of light and energy.
Question asked was,
which your body needs right now.
Question asked was, who are they?
Do you feel any results from the energy?
I'm actually beginning to feel like at first I was just sort of a little out of it, but I'm starting to feel a little more consciously, a little more energized.
Very good. Relax for a moment and then pull the energy. And then
okay. It seems that the other disc came down closer to me, and there was a lot of warmth coming out of both of them. Instead of just light, there was heat that was being used on me. And then all of a sudden, they started using some color, like from the top of my head, and shoot it right straight through my body, just like a straight tube. They were shooting purple, and just trying to get some of the dark areas of my body, the lower part of my body where I had the pain, just shooting out some of that, the darkness, the dark splotches. And it just kept shooting. It was just like a tube coming down, shooting in purple. And then it would start changing, and a little bit it would go into blue, send some blue, and then every once in a while it would just send some fast flash of red, but then it would go back into purple. And just, it was just like, sending from the top of my head right down through my body, and then I was started to spin, sort of in a purple light, just the disc would spin around. And I just, actually, I find it makes me feel good.
Is it still taking place?
I was just sort of spinning around in the purple light, sort of relaxed, like. I could still feel the purple light around me.
Then report when you have an itching.
Okay. It's like four people, four presences came on one on each foot and one on my hands, and they sort of lifted my etheric body just up above my physical body. They just sort of lifted me out, and I was just sort of hanging up over my physical body. And they each were working, they had like a purple energy bar. They were working on my energy body, my etheric body, and re-energizing it. But it's interesting, it's like they took, then my physical body was lying there without me in it. They just took it and balled it up like a rubber ball and just sort of bouncing around. And well, I guess it's a way of elasticizing me, relaxing. Sort of balled it up in my hand and just bounced it around a little bit, and then sort of pulled it back in place and laid it back down under me. I'm still suspended up over. I haven't gotten back in it. But it's probably a way of saying I'm going to have to be a little more sort of comical, like a little more relaxed and like a rubber ball when I get back in that body. Just sort of, they're just telling me to go back in myself. They're not going to help me back in. Got back in that flexible body now.
How do you feel?
Oh, I sure feel good. I feel a lot more energized, and they're telling me I've got to keep that image in my mind to see my body more like just a rubber ball. Don't let it get tense. Just let it just flop around and be much more relaxed. They're trying to teach me I got to not get tense. That's why my body has gotten a lot of nerves and everything have just gotten all tuned up, tightened up from activities and everything. And I'm just supposed to keep visualizing my body as just a real relaxed, just a rubberized body. It's an image they want me to keep seeing, which is good.
Very good.
That it's going to help me. I've got to learn to relax this body just in every day so that I can work better in this state. Well, I can see the image of what to do. Each time I go in into this state, I get the feeling that it's going to be easier and better for me between times.
Ask and see if there's any other activity that we can perform at this moment.
I still feel that while I go up in that balloon, I have to leave my energy bar back down with my body. And what I'm supposed to do is put the energy bar right down my spine And when I take off either light balloon, I will turn it on. And this will keep a protection on my physical body. And I feel then that they're saying then at that point when I, they will be able to talk through me and work through me, and I will feel completely comfortable that I have this, that I'm in control, that I've left my energy bar, which I have been working with so much and is a part of me, that I leave that there in my body to keep the protection. And also these four helpers will be standing on four sides of my body, but I'm going to be out exploring other things, and they'll be able to talk and through my vocal cords.
Ask if they will tell us when they feel you are ready to do this.
I have a very, very strong feeling that someone is working in my body, working in my aura, and it said it will be when I am more out of the way, because I do stand in the way of my of any information. And that they will tell us, because it's after the balloon has floated out just in the next dimension, and it's more when I've been able to get more out of the way. But they would be able to, they will try, they said they'll have to experiment and just try to send through some thoughts, but that it won't be the pure thoughts as long as I interfere, but they're going to work with me. They said the main thing, reason I interfere, they said I have always thought that maybe it's me, and as I get more confident that, that it is a dimension beyond myself working through me, I will release more and even be able to stand aside and listen. But this is a part of the training that they're putting me through now, is to take away first the fear, which they were working with last week and also this week, and also any doubt. And once I get far enough away from the earth, it, fear and doubt and my own insecurities, then it will be on a more solid basis. The information will be a little more pure. But that we just have to experiment, but that's what it's all about. Not be afraid to experiment.
How do you feel now?
Well, it's good. It's good for me to, I could see this, and it's good for me to be able to see how it's going to work. Because it's in that level where I feel secure and I don't feel that fear. I feel a warmth, like a warmth of a being, just all the presence, the presences, so to speak, are very loving and very understanding, and it makes me feel good. the presence, the presences, so to speak, are very loving and very understanding, and it makes me feel good. That's good. Cool. Yeah, I can now. Uh-huh. It seems... Well, it was helpful, I think. I'm going to practice some of these things. It was interesting. You never know what's going to happen. No, uh-uh. This is what they were working with last week in getting me to do, the exact same type of thing. But I just did it, I didn't explain it. I didn't. Yeah. Oh. It was interesting. I'm going to work on it. See what happens.
Sure, of course. Listen, Karen, the manager isn't here.
Yourself, Tony.
I'm taking it slow, feeling my flame, shoveling the cards of your game, and just in time, in the right place, suddenly I will play my ace. I will soon. Thank you.
run in, Tony. Tell us what's going on.
Sell one?
Yeah, it's like Chris.
That's Adidas?
Yeah.
You got any fucking sports teams like Oakland A's? I'll buy that off you.
I have no idea what that is.
Oakland A's, you know, baseball team from San Francisco. That's green with a yellow A in the front. Got one of those off of.
I know what you're talking about. It's an old English A?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay. And there's also White Sox. I'll buy one of them off you. What else? Sounds like Sharks if I want to lose. Probably more if I want to lose. That's about it. Got anything on that? Where'd you come from?
Mom and Dad. Just got robbed from my stuff.
Where at?
Christie's house.
What's Kevin saying? His fucking relative or something, aren't you?
No.
Who was the other guy?
Don't skip that.
Shoes,
this app is something you won't want to
shoes.
Miss.
Oh. You must be really tight about the fucking motherfucking shoes.
Well, I just looked like I didn't know the shoes, though. I was wrong.
I don't think they're rock shoes made of ages lines. I'm trying to make sure porno tape gets covered up. What do you mean, did I need to check? I had it to you.
No, he.
No, he's not that bright. He's only lucid.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get the fucking right place and right bounces, and before you know it, you look like something you're not. Get the wrong bounces and the right places, and you look like something you shouldn't have been. Like me.
Yeah.
That's my fate. Everything I did when I was young, I pay for now. Hey, Tony?
Well, it's probably my brother or something like that. I got pistol whipped yesterday.
Yeah, what kind of pistol was it?
I too fast to see.
Let's have a look at you. Where'd you get hit?
Right here.
I didn't break your nose or nothing. I had my fucking cranium cracked one time real bad.
I'm sure there's all this shit everywhere.
The reason I came here is to see if Kale or somebody was here. So I just got to tell them fast.
Kale has her bike. It's a red fucking Specialized. It's like a granny bike, but it's got 29-inch tires on it with gray rubber on it. That's what I'm waiting for him to come back with. He's been missing how many days now? Two?
Three.
Three. What a prick. You never went missing this long before when you used to live with me. The longest you go missing is a day. Another 20? Use one of these Ouija boards? Well, just not a depression, not it. It's okay. I'm gonna find someone who is. Right?
You're possibly
a piece of tinfoil?
Yeah.
Angel might hook you up.
Oh, hold on.
I just need to try to rinse this pen.
Oh.
He's asking for tinfoil. Which thing you'd ask for the dope?
Yeah, I thought he was asking for
it. Has he ever asked you for a dope before?
Hey! Dude.
I had a gram. Maybe a little more than a gram. And a Louis Vuitton, bag, no,
a merce.
Yeah. And a fucking a bag full of clothes, and under the duffel bag had a hidden compartment. I had a machete under there. And this chick, supposed to be Chris's friend. Chris said, "Grab my bags too," so I didn't even get a chance to grab my bags. And this chick takes off.
Who was the chick?
One of Chris's friends' friends.
One of his first ones.
Did
she look like she was like Korean or Inuit?
No, she's actually kind of a fatter white girl.
Oh. She had glasses?
Fatter white girl.
She said that she was
she acted really like she's tough or something and a bit more standoffish and run away with all your shit. That'd be like still really
what do you call it?
Don't she remind me of Billy, that fucking chick from that weird sitcom back in before Jim Carrey came on? And it was about this chick, she wore all the makeup. She's fat, and she's like in an office, and she's retarded. Yeah. I was telling Billy that's exactly who she was. Fuck her to me. Full C or some stupid ass thing, and she's retarded. She wore so much makeup, and now she's fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that
on
that?
Yeah. So
back
in the
Houston's, dog.
No, I'm talking to the neighbors. I remember that. That's like, you know, mention something in 2008. Like, no, I'm talking about names.
Her dog Flo is.
Her dog's name is Flo.
Yeah, Kirsten's dog name's Flo, and.
Who fuck named the dog Flo?
The
has heavy periods, eh?
The one that had the puppies is the chick that took off, but her dog had the puppies with Flo.
I think it's Alina. Heavy set white chick. She has like a long fucking ponytail. She talks fucking nonstop.
Yeah, but Alina's dog would have been the one pregnant.
Alina's dog's not pregnant, is it?
No. Pat is, Flo is the... I think that's what her name was, Pam.
Oh, Pam. Stump Shidani's fucking name. Stump Shidani there? You know Stump Shidani, right, Tony?
No.
No? Guess he's not as popular as you. Well,
how about Donnie? Just Donnie.
Nobody knows who's Donnie. Dumpster Donnie. That's it.
Everybody knows him.
Yes. It's been Dumpster Donnie since I was a teenager. He's been a shit since then, too.
Yeah, I don't think that.
No one else is?
Yeah, I don't think that either.
The guaranteed MasterCard from Capital One gives you a $300 to $7,000 credit limit and is great for building credit.
Yet somehow, this guy is still fucking tough dope off of serious people and run up serious bills and not pay him. Like, I've never been able to figure that shit
out. And enjoy the possibilities good credit can bring.
What the fuck that is all about? Why would you guys cuff this guy dope? He rats out dealers. They're not even your rival dealers, just like anybody who feels they ratting out.
Really?
Like, why the fuck? Like, they must have some kind of occult magic going on for them or something. Right? Like, yeah, let's just cuff him again. Because, I mean, it's weird. You're more afraid of my landlord, Ron, beating him with a bat, than paying off his debts to fucking Purple. He was sending hitmen down to fucking collect. And they'd have $5,000, $10,000 debt, and he wouldn't even have a $20 bill for him. He's having an excuse every fucking time. He's like, oh, that's nothing to worry about, okay.
You have lots.
Maybe I can cuff some more dope off him.
Not really.
No, but...
Hey, Tony, you have to give her a fucking hoo of some kind. Unless she'll freak out and you know what happened last time. She canceled all the fucking rope lines. You don't want that to happen, do you, Tony?
A little one ounce. I won't go crazy on you.
Tony, you tell me how you want to listen to
it. I see the movies and stuff.
Evangelist. How'd you get in here, Tony?
The door was like half open. Can I knock?
Can I? Just yeah. Says I don't know where mine is.
I gotta go, TM's like right now. Like, you didn't even take a phone call. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, no, but it's time. It's the time. You don't even know what time. What are you talking about? Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's an itch, eh?
Yeah.
And he's like back in 2 minutes. Like, did you even get the PM's on? Like, he was like, what, we're outside? This? He's like, I'm to come back. I don't know what the PM's on. Looking strange behavior. I'm telling you, Tony, the strange behavior of the speech room. Trying to make sense of that shit. Just like when people used to leave my house, a certain crowd of people, when they leave my house, they'd be like walking really fast and like this. I'd be like, what the fuck, man? That's been going on for years. Like, what the fuck is wrong with them? And then you'd see them again, like Corey or somebody's like, hey, why'd you run away from the house, like looking all like sketchy, like real sketchy, like obviously, like the same way other people. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
She
left this as a fucking part of her will. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So hopefully, well.
So the place is owned by your grandma?
No, they're gonna just rent him a place.
Yeah, but how did she leave that in the will?
Pay the rent.
Oh, so then the will is money
it's
for the
inheritance,
event?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much it.
When did your grandma die?
When?
Yeah.
In October.
Okay. How old is she?
And she was 73.
That's young. It took my mom 6 years to deal with my dad, so.
You know anybody that's ever been left to me, you know what happened to it? My grandparents died, left me like some money and some bunch of furniture and things that my grandpa made. None of it got to me. You know why? Because they had some executor of the will who was like, obviously on one, to some degree. Made sure nobody got fuck all except for them.
Yeah, that's
My grandfather left me $900 when he died in 1988. I got that. But that was in the struggle. Stuff it to an executor and I had to find. She didn't want to give us the money because she thought we were going to use it for recording or something. It's like, well, what are you going to do? Hold on to the money until we're 50 and you feel the need to stop them? And they screw the fuck and stuff. So she didn't want to give us the money. But she wasn't good. It's only $900 anyway. Fucking stupid people. I mean, these are people, Tony, that are like living an established lifestyle. They don't need $900. Here's being jerks, you know? And Gillen's a fucking drug addict and a racist.
Yeah, been in jail. Been in jail. You can't handle $900.
Remember I went to the fucking family reunion when I was 23 years old, and I was working up north, still on parole.
Yeah.
And my fucking paychecks were always getting like $4,150. $4,152 every week. Every Wednesday at midnight, that's what I get. It's good money, man. It's like 16 G's cash in fucking month, right? And on top of that, we weren't even working. For the first 90 days, there was no material on site. They just hired us because they said there's a labor shortage, and if they didn't hire us 3 months in advance of the job, then when the job did get material, they wouldn't be able to get the people there, right?
Yeah.
So for 3 months, I'm sitting there getting hotel allowance, meal allowance, and just staying at home. Just give like one, take all the badges and just swipe them in at site and drive back. So you can swipe all the fucking tags in, and by nighttime, just like when shift's off, send somebody out there with all our tags and swipe them all to the people. Because we were going to work and they're like, tell us to look busy. There's fucking nothing to look busy with, there's not even material to work with. Yeah. So it's like wander around and like, fuck it, that's what I'll for 3 months. But we're
and still got paid?
Still got paid, yeah. We were in 12-hour days.
CNRL.
In 12-hour days, double time after 10 hours.
CNRL.
CNRL. It's right beside that Anzac reserve there. So then, we're getting 12-hour days, double time, overtime after 10. And then from Friday at noon, all the way till Monday morning, it was double time. We're making like $37 an hour, so we're getting like, what, $7 an hour? We're doing fuck all weekend, right? Plus, we're getting $75 a day for traveling,
yeah.
Meals, allowance, and hotels, right?
Yeah.
And that's all cash on top of the fucking checks, right? Yeah. So I come back for Christmas, and everybody's like, oh, there's Kalen, the black sheep, he's on parole from the pen, right? I tell my uncle, he's like, hey, Kate, you want to come work with me doing lots again? I'll pay you $32 an hour. But nah, Keith, I'm good. He's like, what do you mean you're good? Ain't nobody else paying $32 an hour. So I'm actually getting $37 an hour. In the back then, that was $30 an hour. I said, you get 30 an hour. Back in the day, man, when I started doing that, that was a dream. So he's like, what do you mean getting that kind of money? So I'm in the union. He's like, doing sheep, Alex. He's not a sheep. I said, I know, but they're paying me German rate. Off 2 years of my hours from the classwork, and then they just really needed me badly, and I said, I ain't skipping my job for the union unless you guys pay me accordingly, so they're paying me journeyman until I become a journeyman, I guess. He's like, well, what kind of checks are you pulling? So here's like a weekly check, and I show him a check, it's $4,152. He's like, well, that's gotta be for the month, or it's gotta be 2 weeks. I go, that's for a week. How fucking way anybody's paying anybody this much money for a week? So he gives it back to me, like, said, like, whatever. He goes around telling everybody I'm lying. In my family. I'm like, yeah, be fucking kidding me. My sister's like, this is what jealousy runs fucking around. My sister's boyfriend, Dion, right? He's like, been in the scene, he's a self-crack dealer. I go to the pan, I get out, I go straight, right? I get the job, and I get fucking the money. So, hey, why don't you come into union, Dion, since you're fucking doing paving in the wintertime and selling dope all summer, right? I said, I get you a job making like 20-some dollars a month, more than what you're making. You know why I wouldn't take the job? He tells my sister, yeah, I'm not working for your brother, man. I don't want him to like, this is my fucking paycheck. This is what I got to do. I'm like, listen, I'm not fucking even going to be working on this site. I'm not a foreman at this site. I was just going to get you in the union. You can work wherever. I'm just trying to give you an opportunity. You're more concerned about whether or not you have to be funded in the union. So he never took the job because he was too concerned about his boss or something. People are like that, you know. Just like those people are like, yo, are you giving your workers to make too much money, man? Like, the mentality's wrong. It shouldn't be that we're making too much money. It should be like, you guys aren't making enough money. Wouldn't you want to make how much we're making? Instead of trying to bring us down to your level. You know what I mean? Like, people are fucking mentalities reversed, you know what I mean? You should be thinking, hey, can you get me a job in your union so I can make as much money as you guys? Or no, we need to strike and make sure that you don't get as much money as you get as much as we need less. Because these billion-dollar companies can't afford it or something, right? I'll tell you one thing I know about the fucking wage of a single man, right? A guy goes and drives a haul truck in the mine, right? You make $160,000 a year. That truck, every load you make 30 a day. It makes $20,000 cash. 30 loads a day that you'll drive, that fucking truck. That truck is worth more than your wage for 10 years. The truck's worth $1.whatever million, man. Okay? So the truck's worth more than you. The fucking loads of sand you're driving of oil are worth way more than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need the fucking, they can't do any of it without you driving the fucking thing. And they're going to pay you like a minuscule amount of what the fucking whole factory's fucking outcome is, right? You know what I mean? And everybody takes a dry, and it's just become the status quo for humans is like, take a dry. So you're like, I guess that's what we'll pay, just like you. You know what I mean? You're like, I don't want to make that much money, Kay. I need to make minimum wage. I'm like, so try getting her job making $40 an hour. She's like, I don't know if I feel up to that. I'm like, Angel, chicks in the union, all the dudes around her will just like carry them fucking bags. They're like, they only let you work. All you do is just show up and like they get paid and everything's easy. She's like, no, I gotta make minimum wage. I'm not worth that much money or some shit like that. You know what I mean? It's the mentality, man. It's the culture of our people around here. You know what I mean? The culture is like, turn your back on people, judge them for their shortcomings. I'm thinking, man, you go to other places in the world where times are a little harder. They don't judge their friends and family on their shortcomings. They hold on to them for what their gifts are, and then judge them for their shortcomings. You know what I mean? But here, it's like, we're just divided by nature, it seems like. You know what I mean? It seems like it's in our... Somewhere in the long line, our culture became decided that we're going to judge. Like, my family turned their back on my dad because he's a drug addict, and then when we talked to him, well, did he do anything to you? No. Did he steal something? No. Did he punch you in the mouth? Nothing? No. But he does drugs, okay? That's why we don't want him around here. That seems a little extreme. Poor cunt. That's why I never had a fucking tear of the shit for my family members turned their backs on us for being criminals or drug addicts. It's because, like, man, you got love for me. I don't got love for you either, then I guess. That's the last time I thought of me. But my dad is pretty heartbroken for me. I guess he's closer to his family than I was. Same family, I guess. But I guess I just take things differently. They're putting up a smoke bowl. That's all I got. Because I can't believe Rob with that fucking half ounce, too. So then I tell him, okay, I'm fine. How about give me a quarter ounce of button paint and grease and he's just dead. And shoot me back a smoke. So it's a fucking really average price, right? Yeah. I don't think I need it. Good to know.
Take a picture of it and put it online because I'm telling you that the numbers are good.
It's $1,100 for control.
It's been packed up for 4 years. So that thing has been, it's good, right?
Time kills that. When I sell shit on the fucking bike, to my people, they don't have to worry about it being sold. I can sell stolen shit on my fucking marketplace. Because there's these groups of like Filipino marketplaces and these other marketplaces. You have to answer like all these questions or know somebody in the group. And they're usually criminals on my Facebook, right? So they don't even let you sell shit in the group unless you're on the bike. So there's no cops in there. That's why I sell shit online. Like when I say online, I don't mean like on Kijiji. I mean online, personal fucking marketplace, Facebook, shit. It's like Spruce Grove Bikers, no rules, no cops. I'll see you on the fucking group. Like join that group. It's got 20,000 people who shop on for shit. I'll show you right now. I'll do it right now because I gotta put that other shot. And I'll show you what I mean by that.
Do it right now.
I have that thing hidden.